I'm visiting with Brad Tolbert with John Deere at the product launch that's taking place here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Brad, first of all, tell me what you do for John Deere.
Yeah, Chuck, want to welcome you to Milwaukee, but first and foremost, I work with the 6 family of tractors. So what we're excited to release here is our large chassis 6Rs. We have 3 new models there. They're all FT4 compliant, but really that's just the underlying piece. There's a lot of customer value that we built in to build on top of the tractors we introduced in Indianapolis several years ago.
Right. Now, I was there, remember that. And so tell us a little bit about these new models. What are some of the new features, benefits that you're building into the new ones?
Absolutely. So we took our previous models, sent them out to customers, then we went and visited and really did some focus groups. And one of the key things they said that we needed to change is we had a larger hydraulic pump, and they said, we need more SCVs. We want to run more. Farming's advancing, and we're having planters that do more. The peanut guys are saying, I need more hydraulics to operate those. So we've changed our hydraulic valve stack. We can now add up to 6 SCVs at a 175 to 215 horsepower tractor. So if you think about that, an advanced planter that runs variable rate drive, and maybe I'm running a hydraulic pump for a fertilizer, or I'm even running my vac motors, our 6Rs are equipped to handle just that. The other benefit is, as we added those SCVs, we've made it easier to unhook and detach from implements. So we know that the 6 family of products, we've got multiple varied customers. They're really the versatile tractors of our product line. And everywhere from a guy that's maybe baling hay commercially or a livestock guy, or if we talk about our dairy customers, what we know about them is they use a ton of different implements, and they need to be able to change those implements quickly and get back to being productive. And we've done a lot of things there. Everything from moving that valve stack back allowed us to give improved visibility to the drawbar. So a novel idea, but a simple, innovative solution from John Deere.
How about, it seems like we always see improvements also in things like just the cab or where the operator is going to be working.
Absolutely. That's another one of the things. They say your cab's great. We'd like better visibility. So not only do we improve visibility at drawbar, we've changed our mirrors. Now we've got wide-angle mirrors. We know that farms are spreading out and you're spending more time on the road in between jobs. And so you need to be able to see who's coming up behind you. And our wide-angle mirrors allow that. They also, as the implements get bigger, allow you to, if you're looking forward and need to make a turn, I can still see everything that's going on behind me with the implement. Key things, one of the features that we've heard a lot of positive comments that we introduced previous series, and we've seen a lot of guys latch on and take it, is panorama roof. So folks say, well, where would I see the value there? Well, our loaders, we've increased our lift height, so now we're able to see the loader on that tractor from ground to the top part. So think about stacking pallets in a barn, or maybe even putting hay in a haylock as we putting hay up. It's definitely one of the things that we've seen a lot of value and customers appreciate.
Well, I saw a special example of how that might be handy yesterday. You've heard about the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yeah.
Somebody actually had their ice in the front end loader and stood under it and had it dumped on them. So, you might want to be pretty precise about how you're handling that loader.
Exactly. Let's keep that one quiet. I don't want someone around here at the product introduction thinking that's a good idea.
Hey, we could issue challenges right now, but anyway, so getting back to the new family of 6 family, as you're calling it here, these products, where are they at in terms of coming off the line, going to be able to be in somebody's hands?
Yeah, so the 6Rs that we have today, you can actually go out, talk to your dealer today and submit an order. We'll release all the information once we're done sharing it with our dealers. They're definitely our salesmen and first point of contact. Probably one of the biggest advantages we as John Deere have is our dealer network. We're proud to have them as our partner, and we're proud to sell our products through them.
I'm seeing a lot of them here in Milwaukee right now as they are learning about this just as well as the media are also. How about just in terms of, let's say I want to customize my 6 tractor,
Yeah, so actually, we're going to introduce a lot of attachments. So everything from if I want to have my iPad in the cab of the tractor, we've got iPad holders. We've got some new storage options that are available to add on to our existing tractors that we have, plus the ones we're introducing. You know, one of the products we haven't talked about is our new 6D updates. And you'll see a lot of the attachments out there, but probably one of the biggest changes we've made there also is we've got two new transmissions that I think the customers will be happy with, a 12-12 and a 24-12 power reverser transmission. What we've done there is from our current transmission that we had, the 9-9, the 12-12 doubles the speeds in the working range. So those 6D customers typically are our livestock guys, you know, mowing pastures, baling hay, running a MoCo. We know everything about that is all dependent on maintaining PTO speed while you maintain your ground speed. So doubling the working ranges really helps there.
Any other specific benefits or features that you have we haven't touched on or anything else you want to say about the news?
I tell you, we're just excited to have them in the marketplace now. We're excited to share that with you guys, share it with our dealers, and hopefully share with our customers. So I would just encourage all the guys that are listening on the radio today, hey, stop into your local John Deere dealer, ask for a demonstration, and truly experience the value for themselves.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Brad. I'm looking forward to the big show where we get to see all of this equipment and hopefully get hands-on with a little bit, too. So here from the new product launch for John Deere in Milwaukee, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.